Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Shur. Maseches Rosh Hashanah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Tzvi Krausman.
Rosh Hashanah Daf Tesvav. The Gemara comes to a maskana that the memra of Rabbi Bar Avuna is as follows. He says, Afal Gav, the Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Esrig Achar Lakita, even though Rabbi Gamliel's Shita is that although there are three drachim, that an esrig is shavah le'ilon, there are three ways that an esrig is similar to an ilon, namely le'arla, le'revai, and le'shvius. Nevertheless, it is similar to a yerek b'derech echod. And that is that its meiser goes after shas lekita as opposed to shas chanota. However, says the Gemara, even so, Rosh Hashanah shaloi shvat, the Rosh Hashanah of the esrig is in shvat and not aleph b'tishrei. So that means that although the Hilchas Meiser is governed by Lakita, which means that you define the Shana, the year that it belongs to, as being the year that you did the Lakita in, nevertheless, that year has to do with what was before or after Tu B'Shvat. So that if, let's say, a person picked one Esrig prior to Tu B'Shvat, and another Esrig he picked after Tu B'Shvat, he would not be able to be Ma'aser from one on the other, because that's considered Na'chadash Ala Yoshin. And this L'Choyre is a Pella. And all the Achronim have a problem with this statement, because the whole concept of going after Tu B'Shvat would seem to be a stira to the inyan of going after Lakita. The idea that we go after Tu B'Shvat has to do with Chanota. And that's true whether you learn like Rashi, who holds that the idea of Tu B'Shvat is that this is the significant time, this is when trees begin to produce their peiris, or you learn like Tosfos, who holds that the idea of Tu B'Shvat is that any pri whose chanata happens prior to Tu B'Shvat, we know that it was produced by last year's rainwater. Either way, the whole concept of Tu B'Shvat is linked to chanata. And since by an esrig, we're saying that its Hilchas Meiser is not dependent on chanata, and that's because it's gadol al kol mayim, it needs to be irrigated, and it's not a product of the rainwater. You need to continue irrigating it like a yerek. So how can it be ruled by something which is totally based on chanata? This is the kasha of the Pnei Yeshua, the Aruch Liner, the Turi Evan, the Kapitz Tamarim in Sukkah Daf Lama Tesma Beis. They all ask this kasha. It seems to make no sense. The whole idea of Tu B'Shvat has to do with chanata, and then you cannot tell me that an esrig which does not go after chanata, rather goes after Lakita, should have Tu B'Shvat as its Rosh Hashanah. So the Pnei Yeshua answers that since Rav Gamliel is also moide that legabe shvius, which is a din d'oraisa, you go after chanota, and it's only legabe meiser ilon, which is the rabbana, that they decided to go after lakita, so the Rosh Hashanah they chose to maintain as being the way it is me'ikar adin. So we said the Rosh Hashanah is shvat, just like it is legabe shvius. So even though in Svara it's very difficult to understand the idea that you should say that you go after Lakita and that Lakita should be related to Shvat when Shvat has no shaychas to Lakita, but the cutoff point of Rosh Hashanah is something that they decided should be universal. However, the Aruch Liner gives a different answer. He says that although it's true that Yerukas don't have any Chanota, there's no such thing as Chanota legabe Yerukas, because Chanota has to do with the impact that the Megishamim that was absorbed by the tree has on the budding Peiris. Yerukas don't have a trunk and you don't absorb the Megishamim, which is why you have to keep on irrigating them. But an Esrig, even though it's doima to a Yerek, but it's not fully like a Yerek. It has two Inyanim. Because Eina Chanami, the Soif Gidul of the Peiris of the Esrig, the end of the process of their growth requires continued Hashkah, requires continued irrigation. And in that respect, it's similar to a Yerek. Nevertheless, the Tchilas HaGidol, the beginning of their growth, is definitely Al Yedei the Sraf, the sap that comes from the rainwater that was there from the year before, just like any other tree. And therefore, even though we go after Lakita because it requires the continued Hashkah, we have the right to use the Chanota date, which is Shvat, as the cutoff point, since it does have a Shaychas to the Inyan of Chanota, Legabi, the beginning of the production of its Peiris. That is the Teretz of L'Aruch Liner. The Chazanish writes in Shvius, Simen Zayin, Sivkot and Tez Zayin, that although the Psak of the Rambam in Perek Aleph Hilchas Ma'aser Sheni V'Netar Revai, Halacha Hey, that in Esrig, we pass like Rav Gamliel, that Legabe Ma'aser, you go after Lakita. So if, let's say, an Esrig had its Chanata happen during the third year of the Shemitah cycle, and then you picked it in the fourth year, so you'd be Mafrish Maiser Sheni and not Maiser Ani. Maiser Ani is in the third year. In the fourth year, you're Mafrish Maiser Sheni, not Maiser Ani. So you'd be Mafrish Maiser Sheni. However, he says, other citrus fruits, like a lemon, an orange, that you do have to irrigate them, like the Esrig tree, and also in their botanical makeup, they're very similar to the Esrig, it would be a suffix. He's not sure, Ladina, whether you should treat it like an Esrig and consider it going after its Lakita entirely, or, since we only learned this halacha, legabi, the Esrig tree, maybe the other fruits have a din like regular Ilanis. And because of that, he says that you would have to be Ma'aser both Maestris. In a case where the Chanata took place in the third year and the Lakita in the fourth year, or if the Chanata took place in the second year and Lakita in the third year, or the same thing, legabi, the sixth year, which is Maeser Ani, you would have to make sure to be mafresh both maestris. And you make a tenai and then be poided like we learned. You'd be poided the maestr sheni and give it to the aniyim because we don't know exactly how to treat them. In the Sefer HaShemitah, in Perek Aleph, Aloch Adalet, he brings down that Rav Shmuel Salant had the same suffix as the Chazon Ish. Interestingly enough, Rabbi Yamin Zilber, in the Sefer Hilchos Shviyos, Simen Gimel Sif Yud Beis, he's mechalik between a lemon and an orange. In lemon, he considers to be from the Esrig family, and therefore we treat it like an Esrig, and you go after the Lakita. However, he is willing to be mistapik legabe the orange. On the other hand, Reb Shlomo Zalman, in Mincha Shloima, in Chelik Aleph, Simen Nun Aleph, Sifkat and Chav Beis, he paskins la halacha that a lemon and all other citrus fruits, you only go after Chanota, like the rest of the Ilanis. And he's Medayik from the Lashon of the Rambam, who only says Esrig. The Rambam could have said lemon, because we know that the Rambam had lemons in his time. You see, from the Rishonim in the Rambam's time, bring down the lemons in Hilchos Chita and other places. And yet the Rambam leaves out lemons. He just talks about Esrig. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, that's enough Vediyak to say that the Rambam holds that the din of lemon would not be the same as the din of an Esrig. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, actually, in the Derech Emunah, doesn't agree with the Diak. He says the Rambam said Esrig, but the same din would be true about lemon. So it comes out that lahalacha, we have a machloikis, ha-poiskim, how to treat other citrus fruits besides the Esrig. The Chazon Ish has a suffix both by lemons and all other citrus fruits, and treats it like a suffix. And Rav Shmuel Salant has the same suffix. Second shita is Rav Yamin Zilber, who is mechalik between lemons and other citrus fruits. He holds that lemons belong to the Esrig family and are treated totally like Esrig. You go after Lakita, Mashenkein, other citrus fruits. He's willing to have a suffix. And Rav Shlomo Zalman is the third shita, and that is that lemons and all other citrus fruits are not treated like Esrig. You go after Chanata, like all other Ilanis, and it's only the Esrig which has this din. He doesn't even have a suffix about other citrus fruits. Continuing the inyan of the Rosh Hashanah of an Esrig being in Shvat, the Gemara records a conversation that took place between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Yanai, when is the Rosh Hashanah of an Esrig? So he answered, in Shvat. And then he said to him, Shvat de Chodoshim or Shvat de Tkufa? Do you mean the Shvat of the lunar year, what we call Chodesh Shvat, or do you mean Shvat de Tkufa, which means at the end of 30 days following Tkufas Tevis, which is based on the solar calendar, is that what you call Shvat? Why would he ask this question? Why should you think that it's anything else in Jewish life where when we talk about a month, we're referring to the month of the lunar calendar? And furthermore, if you have a question about this Rosh Hashanah, why don't you have the question about the other dates that are listed in the Mishnah? And that's really a question that is written in Tosfos. We have it in parentheses, so it was taken out of the Girsa. And the Marsha says not to be Girsa, and we'll explain why. It's in Tosfos Dibra Maschel O Shvat Tkufa. There Tosfos says, V'kasha, amai loy boi, be'echad be'elol, Rosh Hashanah l'maiser behema, do we mean the Elol of the Shnas Levana, or do we mean the Elol of Tkufa? Or the other things that are mentioned in the Braisa earlier. Why is it that we only have this question, Legabe Rosh Hashanah le'ilon? So we can really answer both of these questions based on what it says in the next Tosfos. Tosfos in Dibra Maschil de Chadoshim says, Afagav shebishal ha-peiris hoylich achar ha-chama. Tosfos says, why is it that the maskana is that we go after the Shvat HaChadoshim? That was the response that Rabbi Yana gave Rabbi Yochanan. When he asked him, is it the Shvat HaChadoshim or Shvat HaTkufa? Rabbi Yana answered, the Chadoshim. So Tosfos says, why? Why does it go after Shvat to Chadashim? After all, the whole concept of Rosh Chodesh Shvat has to do with the ripening of the Peres, with Chanata, Bishla Peres. He says that Bishla Peres is dependent on the solar calendar. It's Holach Achra Chama. The seasons all have to do with the solar calendar. And he adds that it says in the Pasuk, Mimeget to a Shamish. So according to this, we can understand where Rabbi Yochanan was coming from and why he didn't ask the questions Legabi all of the other Rosh Hashanahs. Because here specifically we're talking about something that's based on the Metzias, and that Metzias is totally on the solar calendar. And furthermore, we have a Pasuk of Imegat V'Hashamish saying that we should go after the solar calendar, Ligabe Bishul HaPeres. And to be honest, this Hesber is so logical that it's hard to even understand why it is otherwise. Why was the response that you go after the lunar calendar? Tosfos seems to answer this question with something that's difficult to understand. Tosfos says, Hachinami Ksiv Imegat Gerish Yerachim. It says another Pasuk. We know that Klal Yisrael is Moina Lalavana. And the question is, this all may be true, but we're discussing something that's totally on the Metzias. And the Metzias is, seemingly, that the ripening of Peres are totally on the solar calendar, not the lunar calendar. So why is it that we would choose Echa B'Shvat HaChadashim or Tu B'Shvat HaChadashim to be the Rosh Hashanah of the Ilonis? So the Chassam Sofer in the Tshuvas, in Chilka Rechayim, Simon Yud Dalet, he says a fascinating answer, which is a very big yesoid. And that is based on the famous Yerushalmi in the first Perek Ksubas. The Yerushalmi darshins the Pasuk of Lakel Goymer Alai, to be Mechadish the following din. A girl who is a Besula, who is less than 3 years old, if somebody has boiled her, her Besula is come back. If she's older than 3 years old, and one day, then her Besulas do not come back. What happens if the girl's birthday was during the month of Adar, and she already turned 3 years old? Somebody was boil her, so we know that her Besulis will not come back. She's already 3 years old and a day. But then, Bezdin went, and they were Ma'aber the Shana, so they added an extra month, and it comes out that her birthday is not going to be until Adar Hasheni. So now, it turns out, based on Bezdin's control over the calendar, that this girl is less than 3 years old. Says the Yerushalmi, her Besulis will now come back. The Shach actually brings this Yerushalmi in Simon Kuf Pei Tesn Yerodea Sifkot and Yud Gimel. Says the Chassam Sofer, this Yerushalmi tells us that the Teva is Meshubed to the Torah, and not the opposite. It's not that the Torah is Meshubed to the Teva, rather, whatever is true, Alpi, the Torah is Koivea, what happens in the Bria. So even though this girl, Alpi Teva, she's old enough for Besulis not to come back, but Alpi Torah, she is now less than 3 years old. And the Chukei HaTeva are going to be Nigrar after what the Din HaTorah is. And says the Chassam Sofer that that is the same thing in our Gemara, even though it seems counterintuitive that the Rosh Hashanah, the Ilanis, could be based on the lunar calendar. Nevertheless, since this is something that's totally B'Din HaTorah, and Yisrael are Moinim LaLavana, the Chanata of the Ilanis is going to follow whatever is true Alpi Din HaTorah. The Mechashloima in Chelik Aleph, Simen Samach Beis, Sifkat and Vav, says that obviously, that means that there is a halacha l'mosh Sinai that Tu B'Shvat is the Rosh Hashanah l'Ilanis, or that Echa B'Shvat is the Rosh Hashanah l'Ilanis, or at least that during Shvat is the Rosh Hashanah l'Ilanis, and Meshama B'Sil have machloikas which one it is. And therefore, once there is a halacha l'mosh Sinai and Dinei HaTorah are totally, generally speaking, on the lunar calendar, we can say that that's going to govern the Teva. Because otherwise, if it was just Chazal's Hashara as to when Chanata takes place, then of course their Hashara would have been based on the solar calendar. It must be that there's already an existing halacha, which tells us that it's in Shvat, and therefore we say it doesn't bother us that the Shvat that we generally deal with is something that shouldn't be dependent on Teva, because it doesn't have to be dependent on Teva. As long as the din is that this is the Rosh Hashanah, Teva will automatically follow. The Gemara brings down a memra from Rabbah. Now there happen to be two girsois in Rabbah's memra, so first we'll deal with Rashi's girsa, and then afterwards we'll come and explain the Shakavataria according to the Belamor's girsa. According to Rashi's girsa, Rabbah was mechadish the following two halachas. The first halacha has to do with an esrig, bas shishis shenichnasa l'shviyas, which means that the chanata of the esrig took place in the sixth year, the year before Shnas HaShemitah, and the likita took place during Shviyas. And Rabbah paskins two halachas which are seemingly sides to each other. He says that it's ptura min ha-maiser u ptura min ha-bir. Now, ptura min ha-maiser makes sense if you go after Likita, because then you consider it part of the Shnas HaShemitah, and during the Shnas HaShemitah, things are pater from Maisris. However, then it shouldn't be Pturim in Habir, because if you consider it part of the Shnas HaShmita, it should be Chayev in Bir, like all Peiriz Shmita. Then Rabbi's Mechadish, in the other case, which is where you have a tree, an Eser tree, that's a Bas Shviyas Shenechneses L'Shminis. So the Chanata here took place during Shnas HaShmita, and the Likita happened after Shnas HaShmita. According to Rashi's Girsa, Rabbi Paskind over here, that it's Ptura Meiser and Chayeves Bebir. Which means that Legabe Meiser, seemingly we treat it like it's part of the Shnas HaShmita, which means we go after Chanata, and Huadin Legabe Bir, we also are treating it like the Shnas HaShmita. So according to Rashi's Girsa, the Seifa in and of itself is not difficult. The Seifa is not a stira mine ubei, it makes sense. So when Abaya confronts Rabba, and he asks him on his memra, and begins with the Seifa, he says, Bishlam a Seifa l'chumra. I understand the Seifa that both dinim are telling us to go after the chanota, bein legabe maestris, bein legabe shvius. That I can understand because you're being machmir to go after the chanota. The reason why he uses that lushin, that you go lechumra, even though theoretically the seifa could be fully understood without saying that it's a suffix and that you're going lechumra. You could understand the seifa that you completely go after chanota, and that it's a vade that you go after chanota, and that's why bein legabe maestris, bein legabe beer, it's considered part of the shnat. Because the Chanota was in the Shnas HaShmita. That would have been an option had the Seifa been isolated. However, Rashi explains that Abaya is factoring in the Reisha while he's discussing the Seifa. Meaning to say that he knows that although in the Seifa it's Mavur that you go after Chanota, nevertheless in the Reisha it's Mavur that you go after Lakita. Says Abaya, that also wouldn't bother me when I read the Seifa, because although I know that in the Reisha you go after Lakita, I could say that you're Mesupik, how to treat the Ester tree. Not that you believe Vadai that you go after the Chanota, rather the reason of the Seifa is because you're Mesupik, how to treat the Ester tree, and therefore you're Machmir and say that it's Chayeves Bebir. You'll ask, but wait a minute. If you're being Machmir, then you should be Mechayev him and Meiser as well. And that, Toisfis and the Rashba and the Ran all answer that the reason why you're Potter from Meiser is because now that the Halacha is that you have to be Noeg L'chumra and it becomes Hefker because you have to treat it like it's Peiris Shviyas, then it's automatically Potter from Meiser because Peiris Shel Hefker are Potter from Meiser. So it's not Pater because we believe that it's definitely Peir Shel Shviyas. It's Pater because even though we're Mesupik, but there will be a Hefker as a byproduct from the way we have to be Noyig according to that Suffolk. So this is why Abaya says, I understand your Psak in the Seifa. However, asks Abaya, how do you explain your Psak in the Reisha? In the case of a Bas Shishis, Shenichnasa L'Shviyas, you said you're both Pater from Meiser and Pater from Beer. Now being Pater from Beer would make no sense if you're a Mesupik, so therefore the Ptur from Beer would only make sense if you believe Vadai that you go after the Chanota. And then we could explain the Seifa fully, that you believe you go after the Chanota, so you're Chayev in Beer in the Seifa because the Chanota took place in the 7th year, and you're also Pater and Meiseris because you consider it Peir Shel Shviyas, and that's also why in the Reisha it's Pater from Beer, because the Chanota in the Reisha took place in the 6th year. That's fine, but then why in the Reisha is it Pater from Meiser? There's no justification. We don't treat it like Peir Shviyas. And the Chanota took place in the 6th year, which is Chayev in Meiser. So why are you Pater and Meiser in the Reisha? Answers Rabbah, you may be right that you go after the Chanota of the Esrig. Nevertheless, there's a side svara of Yara Kom and Mash Bishimbo. Because since during the 7th year, all of the trees are Hefker, a person is never in control of what people do in his pardis, in his orchard during the 7th year. And since his Esrik tree is not capable of being Nishmar properly, it also becomes Hefker by default, and it's Pater from Meiser because that is considered a real Hefker. This last point is what Rav Amnuna argues on in the Sugya, because Rav Amnuna says that even Legabi the Chiyav Meiser, you go after the Chanota, because he doesn't agree to the Svara, says Rashi, of Yara Koma Mashmishimba. He says that's called Gezel, that's not Hefker. People may be unlawfully overstep their boundaries and they abuse this person's property, but that doesn't make it Hefker. So this is all according to the Girsa of Rashi. One of the uncomfortable parts of being Goyis this way in the Gemara is that when Abaya asks his question on Rabbah, and he starts off, Bishlama Seifa L'chumra, so there's something awkward about the way he asks his question. Because as we explained, the Seifa Kishala Atzmai, if you would isolate the Seifa, you can understand that the reason why you're both potter from Meiser and you're chayiv in beer is because you go fully after Chanote. It's considered Peiris Shvias entirely. So Rashi has to explain that when Abaya asks the question, Bishlama Seifa L'chumra, what he means to say is that if I were to match the Seifa together with the Reisha, after seeing in the Seifa that you treat it Basar Chanota, Masha Enkin in the Seifa there is a Mashmos that you go after Lakita, that in and of itself wouldn't be a problem because I can imagine that you are Machmer because you're Mesupik. Even though it's also strange to say that, because nowhere in the Reisha is there really a Mashmos that you go after Lakita more than going after Chanota. Because after all, in the Reisha, it's a Bas Shishis, and we say that you're Ptura Min HaBir, which sounds like you are going after the Chanota. It's only that in the Reisha, you also say Ptura Min HaMeiser, and Ptura Min HaMeiser sounds like you go after Lakita. So there's a lot unspoken according to Rashi's Pshat. Abai is saying, Bishlam a Seifa L'chumra, that I can understand the psak of the Seifa, even in light of the fact that the Reisha says that you're Ptura Min HaMeiser, which sounds like you go after Lakita. I can say that you must be going L'chumra, and that's why the psak of the Seifa makes sense. And then, of course, you have to add what we mentioned from the Rishonim, because you're not really fully going L'chumra, because we say Ptura Min HaMeiser in the Seifa. So you're not fully being Machmer. What you're doing is you're saying that you're going L'chumra Le'inyan, the din of Shemitah, Chayeves Bebir. But then in turn, you're going to be Pater from Meiser because of a side reason that there's a byproduct from the fact that you have to be Machmir, and now it becomes Hefker, and Hefker is Pater from Meiser. So those are the obvious points of contention in this Girsa. The Balamoyer, on the other hand, has a totally different Girsa. He's Geiris in the Seifa, not Ptura b'Meiser, rather Chayeves b'Meiser. So Rabba in the Seifa says you're Chayev in both. It's Chayeves b'Meiser and Chayeves b'Bir. Ah, now we understand why Abaya would say Bishlam a Seifa l'chumra. Because Le'inyan Meiser, you're treating it like it belongs to the 8th year, which means that you go Basar Lakita. Masha'en Kain, when you're Mechayev at Bibir, then you're treating it like it goes after the 7th year. So that means that you're going after Chanota. Says the Balamur, this shouldn't come as a surprise at all if you know that we pass in like Rabbi Gamliel. What does Rabbi Gamliel say? That an Esrog is Shava Le'ilon B'Shalosh Drachim and Le'Yerek B'Derech Echad. One of the Shalosh Drachim, which is Shava Le'ilon, which means you go after Chanota, is L'Shvias. So L'Gabe Shvias that you should go after Chanota makes a lot of sense. What is the Derech Echad that it's Shava Le'Yerek is Le'inyan the Meiser? Which means that the year that you consider belonging to Legabe, the din of Meiser, is the year that you did the Lakita during. And over here, you did the Lakita in the 8th year. Now, although this seems to work out perfectly, Lefi Shittas Rabbi Gamliel, there is a big problem. Because it may be true that according to Rabbi Gamliel, you go Legabe Meiser after Lakita. That is only Legabe all the other years besides the year of Shemitah. Because the din of going Basar Lakita just means that if you want to determine, is this part of the 3rd year, is it part of the 4th year, are you Chayiv in Meiser Ani, are you Chayiv in Meiser Sheni, you have to look at when the Lakita was and then you'll know which year the Peiris belonged to. But to say that the din of Shvias is based on the Chanota, so these Peiris are considered Peiris Shvias, and then to be Mechayev, those very same Peiris in Meisris, because they're considered Legabe Meiser as being Peiris Shalshana Shminis, is a stira min Ehu Bey. How can you say that they're Chayev in Meiser? Shvias, part of the din of Shvias is that the Peiris become Hefker. And Hefker is Pater from Meiser. So why do I care that Legabe Meiser you have to go after the Shminis? The Peiris already became Hefker in the Shana Shvias. So this kasha is asked on the Balamor by the Rashba, and is also dealt with by the Chazanish in Shvias, Simen Zayin, Sifkot, and Yud Dalet. The Ritva, on the other hand, is not bothered by the question at all, because Adrabba, the Ritva understands that Abaya is meramis to this in his kasha on Rabba. Because after all, when Abaya asks his question, he doesn't say, Bishlam a Seifa, I understand the Seifa, because on the one hand, it deserves to belong to Shvias, since you go after the Chanota Le'inyan Shvias, and on the other hand, it deserves to be Chayev in Meiser, because Legabe Meiser you go after the Shminis. What he says is, Bishlam a Seifa L'chumra, says the Ritva, Keloimar, Disavar Abaya, Abaya holds the Lo'olam Inyan Shvias V'inyan Meiser, E'efsher Lifter Shnehem, V'loy L'chayev Shnehem in Hadin. It would be impossible, it's an oxymoron to say that something should both be Chayev in Shvias and also be Chayev in Meiser. or that it should also be pater in Shvias and be pater in Meiser. He says the Iperish Shvias hain, if they are Perish Shvias, Al Karcha Chayav and Bebir, Upturim in a Meiser. How could Perish Shvias be Chayav in Meiser? Shekain din Perish Shvias. The din of Perish Shvias is that they're pater from Meiser. The Ila Perish Shvias dinu, Vada Chayav and Meiser, Upturim in a beer. And he says, Olahachi Ka'amar, that's why Abai uses these words. He says, Bishlam a Seifa, Af Al Gav de Dino who depaches Lumina Meiser. Even though mi ikra din, it should be potter from meiser because you consider it perish shvias ki mechayves lehu loikashali. Nevertheless, when you're mechayev him in meiser, it doesn't bother me. Kiven the azlis b'hol lechumra lechayvay b'meiser kishas lekitosoi. In other words, I understand mi ikra din, you're not chayev, but nevertheless, you'd like to go lechumra. Why would you go lechumra? He says uchedinoi sharam gamliel b'shar shnei shavua. Perhaps you want to be machmir based on Rav Gamliel's din in the rest of the years of Shemitah. The Dilma Avdes Hachi Luchumra Gezeira Atu Shar Shnei Shavua. The Rav was explaining that since Legabi all the other years that are not Shemitah years, we know that the din of Meiser is Nikva according to the Lakita, so you may be inclined to be Machmer even during the Shemitah year and be Mechayivit in Meiser because we don't want people to make the mistake and say that the reason why it's Potter from Meiser is because Meiser goes after Chanotah. But Eina Chinami, Me'ikar Adin, the fact that it's a Shvias tree will create that it's not Chayev in Meiser. And this is Gufa, what Abaye then goes and asks Rabbah from the Reisha. Because in the Reisha, where it's a tree from the Shishis that's going into the Shvias, the Psak of Rabbah is that it's Pturim in Abir. Why is it Pturim in Abir? Because you go after Chanota. Because Legabe Dine Shvias, Rav Gamliel, goes after the Chanota like all other trees. So, ihachi tischayev b'meiser, it should be chayev b'meiser like the din of Peres Shishis. Because, says the Ritva, that even though Rav Gamliel ordinarily says that legabe dine meiser, you go after Lakita, so when you go after Lakita and the Reisha, it should be Pater in Meiser, but Rav Gamliel is moide, that since that's going to be in direct contradiction, in our case, of the Reisha with the din of Shvias, because legabe Shvias, you consider it Basel Chanota, and it's considered from the Shana HaShishis, you can't then go and Pater from Meiser as if it belongs to the Shana HaShvias. Because after all, over here, the Peris are not Hefker. So in the Sefer, you went Luchumra and you said, let's pretend like it's not Peris Shvias and therefore it's Chayev. But in the Reisha, there's no reason why you should be Mekel and not be Mechayev in Meiser like it should be Meikar Adin. Because like we said, the Din of Meiser is going to be Nigrar during the Shana Shvias after whatever we decide to do, Legabe, the Shvias issue. Since Legabe Shvias, you go after Chanota, so it's not Peris Shvias. If it's not Peris Shvias, it's not Hefker. And Meikar Adin, it should be Chayev in Meiser. And Rabbah responds by saying, you're right, Me'ikar Adin, it should be Chayev and Meiser. It's just that we have this Svara of Yad Akol Mimashmishin. So like we explained before, it becomes Hefker automatically. So it's not the din of Shvias which makes it Hefker, it's the fact that the tree is now vulnerable to all sorts of intruders, and therefore it automatically becomes Hefker. The Ritva then goes and says that Rav Hamnuna, who argues on Rabbah, and says that in the Reisha, it's totally treated like a Shishis. And in the Seifa, it's totally treated like a Shvias, is basically because he holds that everything goes Me'ikar Adin. Since we explained that Me'ikar Adin, you first have to determine if it's Peres Shvias or not. Once you determine that it is Peres Shvias in the Seifa, then there's no way that Me'ikar Adin should be Chayiv and Meiser, and that's where Rav Hamnuna holds. It's not Chayiv and Meiser for that reason. Masha'enkin in the Reisha, Rav Hamnuna holds that it's a total Shishis because we determine that it's not Peres Shvias, it's not Hefker, and that's why it's Chayev and Meiser like a Shana HaShishis. It happens to be that if you take a look at the Baal HaMor, although the Ritva explains this way, the Baal HaMor himself sounds like he holds that Rav Hamnuna agrees to the way that Rabbah paskins in the Seifa. He only argues Ligabi the Reisha because he doesn't hold it as far of Yad HaKom and Mashmishim Ba, and therefore he holds that it's not Hefker. But as far as the Seifa, he agrees to Rabbah's Gzeira. It is kind of difficult to learn how was the Baal HaMor Goyris, because the way we have the Girsa, he said that Bashvias Hanechneses Lashminis Lo Oilam Shvias, which sounds like it's totally treated like a Shvias, which sounds more like the Ritva's Pshat than the Baal HaMor. So he must have had another Girsa. I'll call upon him. We have two ways of learning the Memra of Rabbah. There's Rashi and the Baal HaMor. According to Rashi in the Seifa, Bashvias Shnechneses Lashminis is Ptura Min HaMeiser V'Chayeves Bebir. According to the Baal HaMor, it's Chayeves BeMeiser. And Chayeves Bebir, we explained the Baal HaMor, Alpi the Ritva. Now, aside from being important as far as understanding the Shach L'Tarya, the Gemara, which is a complex Shach L'Tarya, there is an important yesod that comes out of the Baal HaMor, which happens to be a massive machloikis rishonim. Because as we saw in the sheet of the Baal HaMor, even if you paskin like Rabbi Gamliel, who holds that the din of an Esther tree, Ligabe Shvius, is one thing, and Ligabe Meiser is another thing. Ligabe Shvius, you go after Chanata, Ligabe Meiser, you go after Lakita. However, he says that's only true Ligabe all of the other years. When it comes to the Shemitah year, we said it's impossible to do both. You cannot say that you'll go Basar Chanata Le'inyan Shvius, and also go Basar Lakita Le'inyan Meiser, because that's going to be a stira minei ubei. Now, Ligabe the Seifa, that's totally moving. We can understand that. Because, like we said, if le'inyan shvius you go after chanota, that means that it's considered peiris shel shvius. Something that is peiris shel shvius, it is impossible for them to be chayiv in meiser because it's hefker. Shvius is hefker, it's potter from meiser. However, it's also mavur that the other way is true as well. Meaning, in the reisha, where you have a tree that the chanota was in the shishis, and the lakita is in the shvius, he's also claiming that it's impossible for the two dinim to coexist, and therefore, since legabe shvius, we say that it belongs to the shana hashishis, you cannot then go and say that it's potter in meiser because the lakita was done in the shvius. Because, after all, the peiris are not hefker. So why would they be potter from meiser? That is what we see in the Shita of the Balamar, as it's explained by the Ritva. However, this idea is based on a very big assumption, which is a machlokes rishonim. The assumption is that the reason why you are putter from taking meiser in the Shana HaShvius is a product, it's a result of the fact that the peiris are hefker during Shvius. Since the peiris are hefker, memela, there's no chiv meiser because all hefker is putter from meiser. And therefore, holds the Balamor, that even though Legabi the Esther tree, you go after Lakita, so you would like to tell me that you're putter from Meiser, based on the fact that the Lakita was done during the Shnas HaShemitah, you can't say that, because even if Legabi Meiser, you go after Lakita, but the Ptur from Meiser, you're not going to have, because the Ptur is always predicated on the fact that it's Hefker, and over here it's not Hefker, since Legabi the Din of Shvius, you go after Chanota. Tosfos, however, in our Sugya, in Dibra Maschil Yad HaKol, clearly argues with this assumption. Because Tosfos says that Legabe the din of the Reisha, the tree of the Shana HaShishis that's Nechneses L'Shvius. So the Chanota was in the Shishis and the Lakita was in the Shvius. The reason why it's Potter from Meiser, according to Rambam Gamliel, is not because of the Svara of Yad HaKol Mamash B'Shimbo. That Svara, says Tosfos, Rabba only had to say Lefi Rebbe Lezer, not Lefi Rambam Gamliel. Rebbe Lezer holds that even Legabe Meiser, you go after the Chanota. So then we're left wondering, why should you be putter from Meiser? It totally belongs to the Shana HaShishis. On that, Rabba comes and gives the answer that Yad HaKol Mamash B'Shimbo, that even so, during the seventh year, your trees are vulnerable and people are going to abuse them, and therefore it becomes Hefker automatically. However, says Tosfos, according to Rambam Gamliel, that you go Legabe Meiser after Lakita, we don't need any such explanations. The reason why it's putter from Meiser is because Legabe Meiser, it belongs to the Shana HaShishis. Because Legabe Meiser, you go after Lakita. So it's true that Legabe Shvius, you go after the Shana HaShishis, and it's considered not Peiris Shvius. But even if it's not Peiris Shvius, Le'inyan, all the halachas of Shvius, but Le'inyan, the din of Tor Meiser, it's considered Peiris of the Shvius, of the seventh year, and therefore the Potter from Meiser. So you see from Shitas HaTosfos that you don't need that the Peiris should practically be Hefker in order for them to be Potter in the din of Meiser. They are Peiris of the Shana HaShvius, Le'inyan Meiser, and Le'inyan Meiser, they have the Ptur of the Shana HaShvius. Even though Legabi all other Dine Shvius, they are not considered Shal HaShana HaShvius, they're considered Shal HaShana HaShishis, the Peiris are not Hefker, you do not need the ingredient of Hefker in order for Peiris to be Potter from Meiser. Now it happens to be that Rashi, over here in Amud Beis, in the end of Dibur Masra Chsuri Mechsura, is Mavur Lehedya, that he argues in this Tosfos. Rashi says that if Le'inyan Shvius, it's putter from beer, then automatically it's Chayev, it's been Meiser, the Lav Hefker de Malkahi. There is no Hefker, and therefore you're Chayev and Meiser. Even Rabba, who says that you're putter and Meiser, he says it's only because of the Svara of Yad HaKol Mamash B'Shimbo. The Tosfos Yeshanim over here also argues on Tosfos and says that it's impossible to learn that Rabba holds like Rambam Gamliel, and that's why Ligabe Shvius you go after Chanota, and Ligabe Meiser you go after Lakita, because he says exactly like we said from the Ritva before, that the fact that you go after Lakita Lameiser is only Le'inyan, the Seder Ha'oinis Meisers, whether it's considered from the third year or the fourth year, Yechayv Meiser Ani, Yechayv Meiser Sheni, but when you deal with the sixth versus the seventh year, you first have to determine whether it's considered Peiris Shvius or not. The Tosfos Rosh actually brings down both days. First he says, like Tosfos, that the whole time that Rabbah says V'yada koma mashmashin is said only L'daser Belezer, who holds that an Esther tree is Shavah L'ilon L'gabi everything, and therefore there's no Hesber in it being Potter from Meiser other than the Svarah of V'yada koma mashmashin ba. But if you pass on like Rambam Gamliel, then you don't need that time because it's Potter from Meiser since it goes after Likita. Then he says, Inami, even according to the Man D'Yomer who holds it, you go Baser Likita. Could be that that's only legabe the cheshbin shnois hamaiser and legabe chadash v'yoshin. But over here, since it doesn't have a din of shvias, because legabe shvias you go after chanata, therefore you cannot pater it mitam shvias, and you need to come onto the new svara of yarakom and mashmishim bo. In the Ravid, actually, you see that he holds that this is gufa the machlokes between Rabba and Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna, who says that you go baser chanata lekol dine shvias, he says it's entirely considered shel hashishes, even legabe maiser. It's because he holds of the svara of Rashi and the Bala Mor. And Rabbah argues, he says, L'maskani, you see the Rabbah is choyzer from the time of Yadakom Mashmashimba, and he holds that the Ptura Meiser is there because you go Basar Likita. Now, in terms of the Svaras HaMachloikis, if you analyze the Rishonim, you could see exactly where Tosfos is coming from. Rashi and the Bala Mor, we explain, they understand that the whole din, Ptur Meiser, in Shvias, is a product only of the Hefker. And if it's not Hefker, because it's considered legabe all dine Shvias to be Shalashishis, so then it doesn't deserve to be Potter and Meiser. However, the Svara of Tosfos, you see, from the Lashon of the Rashba and the Ritva, they actually understand, like the Bala Mor and Rashi, and therefore they explain that Rabbah, who says that your potter from Meiser cannot be because legabe Meiser, you go after Likita. And when they explain this, they say as follows. D'holoi potra toira shvias mi Meiser mishum shvias elo midin hefker nogabahen. They're coming lafuke shitas ha-Tosfos. They say that the Torah only pattered shvias from Meiser because of the din hefker. Not mishum shvias, as if there is an idea that shvias itself can pater you from Meiser. This is the Lashon HaTosfos Rid as well. He says, Uma bekach imnuka b'shvias. Why do we care if the Likita took place in shvias? V'chishnas ha-shvias by teres ben ha-Meiseris. Is the shnas ha-shvias that which paters you from Meiseris? Hefker ha-noyik b'shvias, pater ben ha-Meiser. And this is a very basic machloikis, which actually in the Chuvus Marit, Chilak Aleph, Simen Mem Gimel, he's marich about. He brings that there's a machlokes between his father, the Mabit, with the Beis Yosef. Ligabe, Peris Nochrim during Shvias. Are they Chayev and Maestris or not? And that's totally on this Shaila. Because a Nochri is not Chayev to be Mafkir his field, and therefore there is no Hefker. So if you hold that the Ptur from Meiser is only a result of the Din Hefker, there is no Hefker. But it could be, he says, that there's a Gzirsa Kosev, a special Gzirsa Kosev, that Shnas HaShvias is Potter from Meiser. This is also the way that the Sharam Melech in Perik Dalet Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel Alocha Yud Beis explains the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. He says Rashi holds that Shvias paters from Meiser only Mishum Hefker, and therefore Bashishis she Nichneses L'Shvias. Since there's no Din Hefker because it belongs L'Gabi Shvias to the Shishis, there is no Ptur from Meiser, even though L'Gabi Meiser you always go Basar Likita. Masha'en Kain, Tosfos learns that Shvias paters from Meiser, Mikoyach Afkata de Malka, not Mishum Hefkera de Malka, not because it's Hefker, but because there's a special Gzersa Kosev that Perishal Shvias are pater from Meiseris. And if Legabe all Dine Meiseris, it's considered, you go Basar Likita, so the Likita was done during Shvias, it's considered Perish Shvias and it's pater from Meiser. In the Afike Yam, in Chilik Beisim and Chofei, he adds that the Machloikas Rashi in Tosfos is really toloi on what the Mekor Adin that Shvias is potter from Meiser is. Because Rashi in our Sugya brings down the drasha from the Mechilta that Ma Chaya Echelis Uptura Min HaMeiser, since it says in the Pasuk V'ochlo Avyoni HaMechav Yisr M'toich HaChayas HaSodeh, just like a Chaya is, it eats and he's potter from Meiser, Af Adam potter. And Rashi explains that this is because of Hefker. The Torah is telling you that since it's Hefker, it's Potter from Meiser. However, Tosfos is soimich on the drasha of the Sifri in Parshas Re'eh and Parshas Kisavoy. They learn from a pasuk that describes Meiser. It says, Shnas ha-maaser. You're only chayev to give your Meiseris in the year of Meiser. Yotza shnas ha-shvias she'ena chayevis b'meiser. From the fact that the Torah tells you that the Shishis is Shnas HaMaser, you see that the Shvias is not Shnas HaMaser. So it's a special Havka from the Din Maiseris. It's not a result of his being Hefker. It's a Gzeres HaKosev that Shvias is not Chayiv and Maiseris. So this is the Machlokes Rishonim concerning the Geder of the Ptur Meiser in Shnas HaShmita. Take a look also in the Arsameach and Perik Aleph Alochahei of Hilchos Meiser Sheni. He says over there that it's Machlokes Amoroim in Yerushalmi and Bikurim. It's also discussed by the Stipler in Yevamos, Simon Yud, in the Mikdash David, Simon Samach, and in the Chazon Ish, Simen Tes Ois Yud Ches. Now, another discussion which is related to this one is a ha'ara that the Turi Evan asks on Rashi in our sugya. Rashi, as we mentioned, brings down the makar va'achlu avyonei amechav yisrim toichal chayis ha'sode, that the Mechilta darshins that just like a chay is a chelos and is potter, so too an adam is potter from maestris during Shnas HaShemitah. Asks the Turi Evan, why do we need a special drasha for this? Since we know that all hefker is anyway potter from Meiser, and in Shvius it will become hefker, so let us understand that it's potter from Meiser, machmas that. There's a special pasuk of Baal Levi, ki'ein lechiluk v'nach le'imach, yotza hefker, sheyotcha v'yodei shoven. We know that hefker is something that's always potter from Meiser, whether it's Nishnas HaShemitah or not. Any other year that a person is mafker, his field, it's potter from Meiseris. So why do you need a pasuk? And this is a question, even according to Tosfos, learns from the Sifri. Whatever your makar is, that Shvius is potter from Meiser, why do you need a special din? Why do you need a special limud for that? Now the Marit that we mentioned before, in Simen Mem Gimel, he says that this would be a raya to his father, the Mabit, who holds that Hefker of Shvius is not mitzad, that the Gavra is Mafker's fields, rather it's an Afkaita de Malka. And he says there's a big nafkamina, now that the Torah said a special din that Shvius is putter for Meiser, a ptur be'etzim. Because let's say a person would be over on the din, he would not be mafker his field, he's not interested in being mafker his fields. So were it not for a special pasuk, I wouldn't say that he's putter from Meiseris. Because even if you'll tell me that Shvius, the Torah says it's automatically hefker, whether the person likes it or not, but in the event that the person is moineya anybody from taking from his fields, we would definitely not call that yodcha v'yodei shoven. Remember, the limud that tells us ordinarily that hefker is pata from Meiser is because uba alevi ki ein lo chelik v'nach lo imach yotza zeh she yodcha v'yodei shoven boy. So in a case where a person doesn't allow anybody to take his produce, we wouldn't say that the levi and the person is yodcha v'yodei shoven. So mitzad, the regular din, it can't be potter and meiser. Comes along the Torah and it says that even though the person is not interested in being mafkir's field, nevertheless, there is a ptur be'etzim. The Torah says that you're not chayev and meisers in the Shnas HaShviz. And it happens to be that in the Shoilu Meshiv, in Simon Shin Tzadik Tes, in the third Chelik, he actually asks on the Turi Evan, why doesn't the Turi Evan specify that his Shaila is only a question according to the Beis Yosef and not according to the Mabit? He holds that it's a Dover Pasha, that if you hold like the Mabit, that it's an Afkaita de Malka, that there's a special Ptur from Maestris that have nothing to do with the Hefker, then you can't ask the question, why do you need a special limud? You need a limud for a case where the person is not interested in it being Hefker. The Turi Evan himself gives several terutzim. One of the terutzim that he gives is that in the Yerushalmi, there's a machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, if a person makes something hefker, but only li Yisrael, not li Nachrim, is that considered hefker or not? According to Reish Lakish, that's not hefker. Says the Turi Evan, lefi Reish Lakish, you need a special yalfusa, because hefkera de Shvius is only hefker li Yisrael, not for Nachrim. So if we didn't have a special yalfusa, we would say that it's not Pater and Maestris. However, in the Agoyis Imre Bina on the Turi Evan and the Rosh Hashanah Arasugya, they ask on the Turi Evan a very simple question. They say the reason why, according to Reish Lakish, when you're mafker something li Yisroel v'loy le'nachri, it's not potter and maestris, that's because the hefker is not chal. Reish Lakish's shita is that when you're mafker something only li Yisroel and not le'nachri, the hefker is bechlal not chal. Since it's not chal, it doesn't leave the Rishus Terbailim, and then it doesn't deserve to be potter and maestris because it's not yodcha v'yodei shavin. But by Shvius, the Torah says that your hefker is a hefker l'chol Yisrael. So then it is yodcha v'yodei shavin. So how does he answer his question? That is the taina that they ask on the Turi Evan's teretz. The Rosh Hashanah in our sugya actually says that the pasuk that's written by Shvius is coming to teach us on the general ptur of hefker and Shvius. Meaning that if we didn't have a regular drasha by Shvius, we would have said that the limud that tells us ordinarily, uba alevi, that hefker is pata from meiser, that's only by hefker gomer. But let's say something like leket shikhu peya, we would say that it's not potter and meiser, because it's not considered yodcha v'yodei shoven, because not all levim are allowed to take it, only aniyim are. But after we have yalfusa in Shvius that tells me that hefker gomer is potter from meiseris, we know we have an extra pasuk. So we use the pasuk of uba alevi to be mamayit, even leket shikhu peya. Because in a certain sense it is called yodcha v'yodei shoven, because lu yitzer, he would be a ani, he would be allowed to take it, he could be mafker as nechasim and become an ani. So therefore, al yidei, the pasuk that's written by Shvius, we now know how to darshan the pasuk that's written by regular hefker. Now, after bringing the machloikis Rabba and Rav Hamnuna, the Gemara asks on both of them from a braisa, in which is mavur that a shvius shenichneses lishminis is Pturim and Amayser and Pturim and Abir. Not like both Rav and Rav Amnuna who held that it's Chayeves Bebir because we go after the Chanota and it's a Bas Shvias. The Reish of the Brisa, the Gemara says, is Kashan Rav Amnuna because the Reish of the Brisa says Bas Shishis, Shenechneses Lushvias, is Pturim and Amayser, Upturim and Abir. And according to Rav Amnuna, it should be Chayeves Bemayser because it's totally like a Shishis. So in that, the Gemara says that it's really a Machlik Stanoim. The Gemara found another Brisa, Rabbi Yossi of Tulmas, Hayed Mishim Chamishas Kainim, Esrig Achar Likitosil. The Gemara says, who talked about Shvias? The Gemara brings Chsuri Mechsura, that Avtumas must have said something more than just Achar Likitosei Isurai. He said, Achar Likitosei Lemaiser, V'Achar Chanota L'Shvias. Which is like the Shita of Rabbi Gamliel, that Ligabi Shvias you go after Chanota, and Ligabi Meiser you go after Likita. Rabbi Seinu Nimnu Ba'usha, and they said that Achar Likitosei Bein Lemaiser Bein L'Shvias. So this is the third Shita. Rabbi Gamliel, we know, holds that Ligabi Meiser, you go after the Lakita. Legabe Shvias, you go after Chanota. Rabbi Lezer holds, Legabe everything, you go after Chanota. According to Rabbi Senu Ba'usha, you go after Lakitase, Bein Lemeiser, Bein Lashvias. So Rabbi and Rav Hamnuna actually hold like Avtomas, not like Rabbi Senu Shabu'usha. Rather, that you go Basar Chanota Lashvias, and therefore Abbas Shvias, Shenechneses Lashminis, is Chayeves Bibir. And a bas shishis, then a tzichneses l'shvias, is pturim min habir, because you go after chanota. The shaila only is, now that it's pater min habir, because you go after chanota and you consider it a bas shishis, are you chayiv in meiser? That's what Rav Amnuna holds, or Rava says that no, because of the svar vakol, mimash b'shem boy, you're pater from meiser. And this, the Gemara brings Itmar, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, the Ami Tervayu, Esrig Bas Shishis, Shenichnas El Shvias, Lo'oilam Shishis. Rashi explains that to mean, Lo'oilam Shishis, that it's Chayev and Meiser, and Pturim and Abir, like the Shita of Rav Hamnuna. So that would seem to be their Psak Halacha, that you go after Chanota L'Shvias, so Bas Shishis would be Potter Min Habir, and also would be Chayev and Meiser, like the Shita of Rav Hamnuna. Now the Rambam in Perek Aleph Alocha Hey of Hilchos Meiser Sheni says that in Esrig Areu Ki Yerek V'Holchen Achar Likitosei Bein Lemeiser Bein Lashvias. Now remember, we said there are three shittas that we know of, three main shittas. Rabbi Lezer holds that you go after Chanota by an Esrig tree Ligabi everything. Rabbi Gamliel holds that Ligabi Shvias you go after Chanota, Ligabi Meiser you go after Likita, that's number two. And number three is Rabbi Senu Shabu'usha, who say that you go after Likita, Ligabi everything. Bein Lemeiser, Bein Lashvias. The Rambam over there sounds like he holds like Rabbi Senu Shabu'usha. He says, yeah, it's like a Yerik, and you go after Likitasi, Bein Lemeiser, Bein Lashvias. However, then the Rambam says over there in Halacha Vav, that even though you go after Likitasi, but a Bas Shishis, Shenichnasa Lashvias, Chayeves Bemeisris. And that's a Pella. You did the Likita in Shvias. If you go after Likitase, Bein Lemeiser, Bein Lashvias, why would it be Chayiv in Meisris? And that's a kasha that the Ravid asks over there in the Hasogis. He says, it's an outright stira. And Allah, hey, you tell me that Bein Ligabe Shvias, Bein Ligabe Meiser, you go after Likita, and then you go and turn around in Halacha Vav, and you pass him like a Yochanan Reish Lakish, that a Bas Shishis, Hanichneses Lashvias, is Chayiv in Meiser. That sounds like you go after Chanota. Another Rambam is in Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Beis, where the Rambam says that a shishis hanechneses l'shvias, if it was nilkat b'shvias harehu keperes shvias, but then the Rambam says umis aser keperes shishis lahachmir. Now again, if you consider it keperes shvias because you go after lakita, even legabe shvias, then why would it be mis aser? What does this mean that mis aser keperes shishis lahachmir? This is actually the Psak Halacha in Yerdei Shin Lamed Hei Siv Kuf Chaf Hei. So the Bir Agra over there says that the Rambam really paskins like Rabbi Seinu Shabu'usha that you go after Likita Bein Lemeiser Bein Lashvias. And he even gives a reason. He says that the Stam Mishnah in Sukkah Daf Lamed Tes Amid Aleph like Rabbi Seinu Shabu'usha. Yet he also paskins like the Psak Halacha of Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish in our Sugya that Bas Shishis Shenichneses Lashvias is Chayeves Bemeiser. And the Rambam holds that there's no stira between those two things. Why is that? He says Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish said their Shita even Rabbi Seinu Shabu'usha. Because when we say Achar Likita L'Shvias, the Rabbi Senesh B'Usha hold that you go after Likita L'Inyan Shvias, that is only Ligabe the fact that it has Kedusha Shvias and there is a Chi of Beer, but not Ligabe the fact that Shvias patters you from Meiser. Now, what does that mean? How could it be that you go after Lakita, Le'inyan Shvius, Le'inyan Kedusha Shvius and Bir, and not Legabe Shvius Patrin from Meiser? It could be means like the Radvaz and the Marikurkis, who explained Bedasa Rambam that he understands that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish were not coming to argue on Rabbi Senu Shabu'usha, rather, they're coming to explain them. Rabbi Senu Shabu'usha said that you go after Lakita, Lishvius, and they come and explain that what that means is that they just want to be machmir to go after Lakita. So anything that's negeya achumra, like Kedusha Shvius or Hilchas Bir, that you go lachumra and you say that you go after Lakita. But anything that's negeya kula, like patrin you from Meisers, we do not go after Lakita. So that's why you'd be chayiv at Meisers. Now this is a very interesting point, because in light of what we mentioned before from the Ma'arit and the Ma'bit against the Beis Yosef, it would seem logical that if on a practical level something is hefker because you have to be noyig shvius, which that's what you have to do if you're going to be noyig luchumra, then it should automatically be potter from meisters, because hefker is potter from meisters, like we mentioned earlier. So how can you tell me that I'm going to be noyig dine shvius and yet I'm going to be chayv in meisters? It's hefker. It would seem from here that this is a raya that the ptur of shvius from meister is its own din. It's not something that's a result of its being hefker. Rather, it's an afkaita de malka. And like we said from the Turi Evan, it's possible that since this is only Hefker, Li Yisrael V'loy L'Nachrim, it doesn't have a Din Hefker that's learnt out from Ubo HaLevi Kein L'Chilik Nach La'imach. And the only Ptur from Meiser that there could be is from Exeris HaKosev that tells me that in Shnas HaShviyas you're Potter from Meiser. And over here we could say that L'Chumra, we're going to assume that it's not considered Shel Shnas HaShmita, and therefore it doesn't have that Exeris HaKosev. So even though L'Gabi Hilchas Hefker we're going to be Noig, as if it's Peir Shvius, but that doesn't necessarily mandate that it's going to be Pater from Meisris. The Pater from Meisris is its independent Pater. And that Pater we say with that we're not going to be Makel and assume that it's Shvius. We'll be Machmer and not accept that special Pater.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.